I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
It was you. Always you.
All I needed was someone to open the door. And you did that for me. Without even realizing it, didn't you? And when you did realize, you chose to resist. So I sought a means to open my own doors. I sought your power.
All this time, we've been building it for you.
So don't you see? Once again, you have freed me.
You don't have to do this. You can still stop this.
It is over, Levin. Your friends have lost.
Stranger danger, talking stranger things together forever. We're loving stranger things, it's stranger things forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's stranger things forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Beep, 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 boom. Boom, boom. Happy Friday night, everybody. I just realized something as I was singing along with the theme song. That theme song is the most played song on ever on Stranger Danger. It has to be, right? I mean, we're talking, we're like well into the 60s as far as Stranger Things Forever is concerned. And that is more than all the Stranger Things regular episodes combined. The book clubs, is, you know, if you just take the book club theme song, none of those. And there was, you know, the final rewatch that was just watching every episode again. Nothing has compared to Stranger Things Forever, where we cover the least amount of content over the most amount of time. That should have been the tagline. We're only watching these 9 episodes, but we're going to watch them in 71 parts because my idea was that should get me that much closer to when finally Stranger Things 5 is here. And that's before we even knew that Stranger Things 5 was going to be, you know, just days away now. We're less than a week now. And I of course, in my infinite procrastination, am just about to cross the finish line just in time. I said I would. I said one way or another I would get here, and I got here. And that's with a lot of 2 episodes per day over, you know, the last however many days. I feel like things really picked up in October. In September, you know, a little bit. But really, things really went crazy, started getting crazy in October. And they've just been continuing on in November. I feel like this has been part of my daily life. You know, I have wife, dog, job, and Stranger Things Forever. Those are the things that have just been driving me, and the Patriots. You know, yes, I love my New England Patriots. So we have that, but that's once a week. That's very easy to compartmentalize, I think that's the word, and kind of just enjoy on those days. And the rest of my time, it's spending time with my wife, my dog, and with all of you. Now, before we get to today's 10 minutes, and it's weird because today's 10 minutes flew by, it really felt like it was contained in one spot. It was pretty much all Vecna all the time. You know, you got a little 11 talking, but mostly it was Vecna kind of letting you know, oh yeah, yeah, here's what's actually been happening. So I just loved it. I hated it and loved it at the same time. I loved it because it was, you know, it was excellent and it was just an awesome reveal. But I hated it because he's a big old meanie. But before we get to that, I typed in Stranger Things on the Google News. And the only thing that really that was any sort of, you know, of interest to me was a Deadline article. Stranger Things creators Matt and Ross Duffer share updates on their quite different spinoff idea, moving on from the 80s and working with Paramount. I don't care about moving on from the 80s. I don't care about working with Paramount. I mean, I will obviously be interested in to see what they do in the future. But right now, I'm more focused on Stranger Things. And it says Stranger Things creators Matt and Ross Duffer share a small update with Deadline on their spinoff idea that has been brewing since season 4 back in 2022. God, you got to really get around the ads in these Deadline articles. You got an ads at the bottom, ads in the middle, ads in the top. Sometimes you think you're done and then you scroll down, you're like, oh, no, there's more. It says the identical twin brothers divulged the details they could about the project, which officially is in the works, clarifying what it could be about. So really, I have to say this article piqued my interest, and now as I'm reading it, I don't know. We're moving forward with it. Netflix, they finally know what it is. We held it. They were so frustrated. We just would not tell them. Finn Wolfhard actually guessed what it was, so he's the only one who knew. But then they pointed out that he may have forgotten what it was. I don't know. I think he may have forgotten, though, honestly, because last time he brought it up, I was like, that's not what it is. And maybe he's just being coy. I don't know. In August, Finn Wolfhard told Variety that he speculated what the show would be about, a David Lynch Twin Peaks style with an anthology twist and this, you know, a similar universe setting tied together with the Upside Down mythology. So I guess, are they saying like Tales of the Upside Down, kind of like, isn't almost like a comic book or one-off stories? I don't know. He suggested there could be a lab in Russia where the spinoff is centered without any mention of Hawkins or the original Stranger Things characters. See, okay, they say, no, that's the funny thing, because everyone freaked out that he revealed what the spinoff was. I think he forgot. I actually need to talk to him about it. Why do you need to talk to him about it? Interesting. But anyway, now everybody at Netflix knows. They're very excited about it. I'm really excited about the team we've assembled, and I can't talk about without potentially getting into trouble, but we'll put out more information soon. We're trying to get it to go pretty quickly, so hopefully it's going to happen soon. So it says in October, they said it's a clean slate with new characters. I mean, so really this article is kind of not much of anything. I will put a link to it in the show notes if you want to read the whole article. I'm done with it. But I have to say, what I would like is it to be something in the future. But then again, if, like, depending on how Stranger Things 5 ends, maybe that's not possible. Like, maybe the complete evil is completely eradicated and there can't be something in the future. Because you feel that it isn't Stranger Things unless the Upside Down is involved. To me, that's the only thing that makes the universe the universe. Otherwise, it could just be like a scary show. You know, like there was a Friday the 13th, the series. That had nothing to do with Jason, Crystal Lake, nothing. So it really was not Friday the 13th. It was just a horror show that happened to have the name Friday the 13th on it. You know, I think Freddy's Nightmares was like, okay, Freddy Krueger's there, but it's really not about him. So it's, you know, if you really want to make this a, like Halloween. Remember Halloween, all the Michael Myers movies? Well, you probably know this, but Halloween 3 had nothing to do with Michael Myers. Was a completely different story. In fact, in the movie, someone was watching the original Halloween, so it's just a movie in that universe. Then they realized that was a terrible idea, and they went back to Michael Myers. You can't do something like that and be like Stranger Things and just weird something over here. Someone has telekinetic powers. There's a monster over here. No, it has to be the Upside Down. Otherwise, like, that is the brand. That is the universe. That is the evil. Or the potential terror that the world lives in, that our world lives in, that is required for it to be anything to do with the upside, with Stranger Things. And I just wish it was in the future. You know, we think it's done. It is probably done. But there's always somebody messing around with something and someone opens a gate and boom, off to the races we go. Now, is the entire Upside Down the same? Like, I mean, again, when Vecna got to the Upside Down, well, you know what? I'm getting ahead of myself. But it would be, that's what I'm saying. Not something in the past, not something at the same time, but something later, something after. That would be my hope. I think that would be cool. All right. No more wasting your time. I've done that enough already. You're probably already fast forwarded just to get to the good stuff. And here it comes, because right now, we're about to talk about the next 10 minutes and some pretty great stuff of The Piggyback. You like that? Ready? I'm going to do that again. We're going to talk about the next 10 minutes of The Piggyback.
The holidays are here, and Kirkland's Home has everything you need to make this season shine. From beautiful tree decor and ornaments to cozy throws, candles, and festive accents, you'll find inspiring ways to deck every hall. Explore thoughtful holiday gifts for everyone on your list at prices that make celebrating even brighter. Come visit Kirkland's Home and discover great deals across the store as you decorate, gift, and gather. Kirkland's Home, your destination for a beautifully decorated holiday season. Come see us today.
So we pick up inside the gym, inside Max's mind, really. And Eleven just gets thrown across the room. And Vecna just starts slowly lumbering towards her. And you know what? The girl without any powers risks herself and runs straight at Vecna with a giant piece of wood, a giant shard, like she's going to stab her. Max shows so much bravery throughout this season. Never mind this episode, that exact moment. She charges at this monster, but he just kind of looks at her and he's like, nope, and flings her aside. He doesn't kill her because he needs to, like, use her death, you know, to drain her. So he can't just, you know, kill her right then and there. Instead, he flings her off to the side and she passes out, which is weird because she's passed out inside her own memory, inside her own mind. So where are Vecna and Eleven now? But I guess she's not actually passed out. She's just in her subconscious. So I wonder if she can see this. I don't know. It's wild. So Vecna then slowly uses his powers to bring Eleven to her feet and then past her feet up, levitating her and bringing her right up to him. And then he says, before I kill you, I don't know why all of a sudden I sound like I'm a pirate. Before I kill you, I want you to watch. And then he flings her through like the doorway with all the balloons. And she's now in his version of this, you know, mind, you know, where this trance, wherever he is, this world. We are at the Creel House, the remnants of the Creel House, with all the pieces. You know, it's just kind of parts of the Creel House, not the Upside Down, but inside his mind. We see Chrissy's body. Fred's there. He's not doing so well. We see the clock floating through the air. Just this is kind of his lair. And now we see Vecna just slowly lumbering, holding Max over his shoulder like he's friggin' Jason Voorhees bringing a victim back to Camp Crystal Lake. Is that the second Jason reference this episode? I think it might be. And then he kind of lays her down a little too roughly for my liking and uses his vines, because they're all connected to him, to pick her up and kind of hold her there like he has Chrissy, like he has Fred, like he has Patrick. And he kind of stands there for a second, like admiring his work, like looking at her. And Eleven now she's been pulled in and strung up to the door with the stained glass, the vines holding her arms stretched out. And she, you know, tries to appeal to Vecna, to Henry. She starts to tell him, you know, Papa's dead. I know what he did to you. You were different, like me, and he hurt you. He made you into this. He is the monster, Henry, not you. And the fact that she calls him Henry, like, it'd be like Yoda referring to Darth Vader as Anakin. Like, you know, it's calling him who he was, who he is, you know, deep down inside. Well, who Henry is Henry, and Henry's not, I don't think, was ever a good person, actually, all the way back to his childhood. But he says, you're right. He says, you're right. And now I feel like this time around, I can hear the actor in there. Like, I'm like, oh, it's not just a monstrous voice. It's deep. It's gurgling. You know, it's a lot of it's probably because of the physical thing that he's become. But you can still kind of hear, you know, the Henry, the orderly that we knew. Or maybe it's just when I hear the voice, I can picture the actor saying these lines now. But he says, you're right, you and I, we are different. And Papa did hurt me. But he was no monster, he was just a man. I'm not going to do the whole voice the whole time. He was just a man, an ordinary man, a mediocre man. And what he sought was greatness in others, in you and me. See, I like that. That he was basically, he was nothing, and he saw us as, you know, special, and he tried to use us. And he goes on to say, but in the end, he could not control us. He could not shape us. He could not change us. Don't you see, Eleven? I love this. He goes, he did not make me into this. You did. She gets this look of like fear on her face, like, what? And then we get a flashback of young Eleven, you know, taking the orderly one, Henry, to school, and basically saying, you're nothing, you're turned into dust. And he pushes him through the gate. Like, she didn't know what she did, but what she did was put him through the gate. And we kind of get a rehash of him going through that first gate that was created, that rift, and him burning up in the Upside Down. And he's like, at first I believed I had been sent to my death, to purgatory, but I was wrong. I became an explorer of a realm unspoiled by mankind. I saw so many things, and this is the key right here. One day, I found the most extraordinary thing of all, something that would change everything. I saw a means to realize my potential, to transcend my human form, to become the predator I always was born to be. And this is where you realize that he is not an extension of the Demogorgon. He is not an extension of the Mind Flayer. They are all extensions of him. Like, we see him wandering. He's still dressed in his, like, burnt orderly clothes. He still kind of looks like him. And we see him seeing Demogorgons just kind of, you know, roaming around. And then he sees that the dark particles, the shadow. And we know in earlier episodes that the kid was obsessed with spiders. He played with spiders. He kept spiders as pets. He drew spiders. And now he saw this giant cloud of shadowy dust, and he just uses his powers, the powers that he has, that he's always had, and he takes this thing and he forms it, transforms it, and turns it into the Mind Flayer. The big bad from season two and really kind of from season three too, I guess we get the flesh version of it, that thing is always, that thing is a creation of him. So the thing that got sent to, you know, back to Hawkins, or to try to get to Hawkins, to try to get through Will, was him. It was always him. And she's like, it's you. It was always you. And he says, all I needed was someone to open the door. And you did that for me without even realizing it. That's the clip I played at the beginning. This is how he said it. Imagine if he said it like that. And you did it without even realizing it, didn't you? And when you did realize, you chose to resist. And we see clips of her, you know, fighting the Demogorgon, fighting the gate of the Mind Flayer. We see clips of her touching the Demogorgon in the void and creating the rift in the first place. Like, she opened the gate and he tried to get through, and she would fight it every single time. So he realizes, well, I need to open my own doors. And what he sought was her power. And then we see, I think that's what they're saying part three was, with the Flesh Flayer, and, you know, Stranger Things 3, where Billy says, you know, all this time we've been building it for you. And it was basically to get her powers from her. And he says, don't you see, once again, you have freed me. She's like, no, you don't have to do this. Like, she looks, she's crying. She's panicking. She's like, you don't have to do this. You can still stop this. And he says, no, it's over, Eleven. Your friends have lost. We then see Lucas just getting the snot beat out of him from Jason. We see Eddie fighting the Demobats as much as he can, but getting overpowered, Dustin screaming his name, Eddie, Eddie. And Vecna just says to Eleven, there's nothing you can do to stop this now. And then we see Hopper in Russia getting overpowered by a Demodog, like the thing basically right in his face. And Hopper is holding on to the Demodog's, like, basically his flower face, trying to fight back from this thing biting him. Speaking of getting bitten, we see Eddie getting overpowered and getting held down by the bats, and the bats biting at him, biting at his stomach, and just kind of, you know, tearing into him. We then see Robin, Nancy, and Steve still being, you know, suffocating from these vines, holding him, you know, holding them up against the walls. They're still inside the upside down version of the house. Meanwhile, inside the main version of the house, we see friggin' Jason. Looks like he's actually choking Lucas to death as Erica is running up. Erica got away from that prick, but Erica is running up the stairs, like, yelling, Lucas, Lucas. She's trying to get into the attic, but it looks like Jason might have locked the door. She's banging on the door, but all we see is Jason just continually choking Lucas, who looks like he's starting to fade away. And then Vecna's like, Hawkins will burn and fall, and the rest of this senseless, broken world, and I will be there. I will be there to pick up the pieces when it does and remake it into something beautiful. And he's holding her chin, like, almost, like, lovingly, which is even worse. And he just says to her, there was a time when I had hoped that you'd to have you by my side. I remember, there's Darth Vader again. But now I just want you to watch. And he turns away and he starts walking towards Max. And one of the vines comes up and just grabs Eleven by the neck, basically forcing her head to not be able to move and forcing her head to have to watch. And he lumbers over and he gets really close, right up to Max. And that's where it ends. Oh, come on, man. Things are getting crazy. You know, one thought I had was, his breath must be disgusting. Like, up in their face. I mean, he's been in that upside down realm for, my goodness, since she was a kid. So we'll say a year before she, maybe that was still like the 70s. I forget when they, if they had a date at the beginning of episode one. I'm sure they did. It was like 82 or something. So this has been a few years he's been down there. And he's really deteriorated pretty fast. I mean, yes, a lot of it had to do with 11. But I think a lot of the dark magic also kind of turned him into this. And I can't imagine his dental hygiene has been, he's kept up with it at all. Gingivitis, plaque, I'm sure, and just the worst goddamn breath in the entire Upside Down. But you'd never see one Demogorgon or Demodog say anything about it. No, they would never. He'd be like, oh, is my breath okay? And they would be like, because they don't talk, you know, I don't know. I don't know where that went. I just did think about his breath earlier. And, you know, here we are. It's late and I'm ready to call it. But my goodness, what an interesting, awesome 10 minutes, because really, we kind of don't leave the setting. We don't leave Vecna and we don't leave Eleven the entire time. We get glimpses of different things happening in Hawkins, in the Upside Down Hawkins, and in Russia. But really, it's just glimpses. We don't go there and for any prolonged moment. It is 10 minutes of these two powerhouses facing off, and really, unfortunately, most of it is with one overpowering 11. Even though 11 is 10 more than one, right now one is winning. One, but one won't win. Oh, I'm trying to make one, like one. One won the battle, but one didn't win the war. I don't know. I'm trying to say it sounded good, and I'm not going to go back and edit it. Actually, one doesn't win the battle, but does he win the war? Because we know he'll be back. Now, I saw some clips the other day where people online were saying, look, Vecna was here all the way since season one. Vecna took Will. There's Vecna at the beginning of season one where Will is driving off the road and he sees something in the road. And I say that's crap. That's a Demogorgon. That thing's way too skinny to be Vecna. Vecna's got a little, he's got a little girth to him. So there's no way that was Vecna. It was never supposed to be Vecna. It was never claiming to be Vecna. But it is one of Vecna's soldiers. And is he going there specifically looking for this kid? That's what I want to find out. You know, Vecna had Will. You know, all this time he pumped him full of goodness, which might still be in him. That's what makes me nervous, you know, for coming up with season five. And he's still going to use him, William. I love when he called him William. Oh, I just friggin' loved it. And it's the same way where he'll say Maxine. I just, something about him using your proper name, like when your parents are mad at you, it just really, it hits home and it's so well done. But the clips that I saw, people saying that, oh, that's Vecna right there. No, no, I disagree with you 1,000,000,000%. But yeah, that's, I mean, what an awesome 10 minutes, because it's Vecna basically saying, yeah, it was me the entire time, all the way from part one, even though I was in the shadows, it was me. This was a long plan and now it's going to come to fruition. I just needed to create some gates to make it a little easier to come out. And thankfully, that all worked out for me. Meanwhile, everybody's doing crappy. I mean, Hopper's fighting for his life. Eddie is fighting for his life. Lucas is fighting for his life. Eleven is fighting for her life. Dustin is watching Eddie fight for his life. And again, Will and Mike are just sitting by in a pizza shop waiting. It must be stressful, but they don't have a lot to do here. And that's okay. You know what? Mike's done a lot in the past. Will has gone through a lot already. It's okay for them to take a back seat and let these other characters get their shine, and let Max and Eleven, you know, save the world, because that's what they're needed. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We're getting so close. We are, okay, if I have my calculations correct, 10, 20, 30, 40, we have 45 minutes left. 45 minutes left. That's it. Or maybe 46, whatever. My point is that we're going to get this done. We're going to get this done soon. And then we get to go and enjoy a whole new adventure. Oh my goodness, my friends, I am excited. I can't wait. But we have to. And in the meantime, we're just going to keep on keeping on with Stranger Things forever. I will be back tomorrow, but I don't think it'll be tomorrow morning. It will be tomorrow night. So I think there's only going to be one episode tomorrow, one episode on Sunday, and then the two-part finale, I believe, on Monday. That might do it. That might be the ending. Oh my goodness gracious. How exciting. But then I also have to get a haircut on Monday and I have to go pick up some Krispy Kreme donuts for a fundraiser. But no, I can still do the podcast at night. Oh my God, how exciting. So that's it. I am done. I will talk to you tomorrow night. But until then, you can follow me on all the socials at Geek Mentality, except TikTok, which is Geek Mentality Mike. The Facebook page is Fans Not Experts. The YouTube channel is Fans Not Experts. That's because the website is fansnotexperts.com. But if you only care about Stranger Danger, you can go straight to strangerdangerpodcast.com, follow strangerdangerpodcast.com on Blue Sky, or follow Stranger D Pod on Twitter. That is it. I am done. I will see you tomorrow night, my friends. But until then, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. And remember, it's people like you and people like me. We are the ones who help keep Stranger Things alive forever.
Fans Not Experts.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and fleet services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.